Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about foreclosures and short sales. What are they, and can I save money? Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Episode number 31, foreclosures and short sales. What are they, and can I save money? Or can you save money? Rather, I guess that's what it should be. Hey, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But hey, even if you are not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about empowering and educating home buyers all across the nation. So whether you're here locally in Seattle or in Florida or Michigan or whatever, buying a house is buying a house. The process is somewhat the same. So this podcast is meant to help you out wherever you are. Now, if you're tuning in the podcast for the first time and you are looking just for that step-by-step process to buy a house, the first 10 episodes of this podcast, go back to go to yourbuyingahome.com or on whatever podcast medium, go to those first 10 episodes. That's the step-by-step process of buying a home. After that, we continue on to different topics and subjects that have come up, some that ones that I deal with, some that are listener suggested, you know, so wherever and however you're binging. And if you are binging, I apologize that this opening's frequently the same, but what are we going to do? We got new listeners every time. So got to explain that. And along with that first 10, those first 10 episodes, if you actually want an ebook version of it, I have free, no obligation or anything. You can go ahead and email me Silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I'll send you the PDF ebook version of it. And so it's the same thing. It's just 10 steps just written down so you can reference them that way if you want. And if you're in Seattle, like, and I'm working with you, I just like hand it to you. Sometimes like, here's a copy, read it. And then of course, if you're in the Seattle area, I'd love to be helping you find a home anywhere in the Pacific Northwest. But hey, if you are in another state, like, I don't know, Wisconsin or Florida, whatever state you're in, if you are looking for a real estate agent, if you're at that point, or even if you're trying to still just learn about what locally is offered, I can connect you with a real estate agent in your area. I am connected to a variety of, I'm connected to a lot of agents through a variety of networks. I'll say that. And I've gotten to know agents, and you'd be surprised where I know people or I can connect with folks. And at very least, I do some initial interviewing to make sure this is a good real estate agent. And then I connect you via email, and then it's awesome. So if you're looking for an agent, again, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I can I'll connect you with an agent area. Just tell me where you're from. Also, if you want that ebook, could you tell me where you're from? Because I'm just trying to keep track what states I send it to. Because who knows in the future what I'll be doing. Yeah, that's it. And also, of course, please, if you're on Apple Podcasts or whatever medium, if you could please go and leave a 5-star rating. And if you could and leave a review, like say some words on it, it really helps the scope and the rankings. And we've done really well. If you've listened to these episodes, I'm shocked on how high it's gotten on Apple Podcasts for ratings. And it's really exciting. And it's made a lot of big changes for me. And so I thank you, listeners. It's so valuable. Or very least, share this with somebody that you think is going to buy a home. Just say, hey, you're talking about it. Here's a podcast for you. Okay. So on to the topic, foreclosures and short sales. Now this was a listener request, and I was going to do it anyway at some point, but I just never hadn't felt the need to talk about it yet. But I will say, one of the most common questions I'm asked is, should I get a foreclosure? Can I save money on a foreclosure? How do I get one of those foreclosures? And I don't know where this has come from. I don't know. There is this idea that you can go, there's a $500,000 house, and I'm going to go spend $25 on an auction and get this. I know it's not that much. That's not what you're thinking. But you are thinking you can get this huge deal on this foreclosure. It's a beautiful house. It's wonderful condition. Just foreclosed. Look, there are ways to save money and get foreclosures. And I'm going to tell you about them. But it is a beware situation. Same with short sales. And we'll cover that in the end. A foreclosure is a home that somebody was not able to keep up payments with on their loan, or they just stopped, whatever. So the lender is saying, we want this house back. And they have to go through notices. So first you'll get pre-foreclosures. You'll see that. You'll see that a lot on sites like Zillow, which you shouldn't use. But you'll see pre-foreclosures, right? And you're like, what's that mean? Well, it means they're behind and the bank has notified somebody that they're behind and they're going to start making steps. And so it's public knowledge now that they're behind. It doesn't mean the house is ever actually going to foreclose. It's a pre-foreclosure. The bank has to say, fine, you haven't paid us. And it pretty much needs to go to auction. The buyer has a chance still to come get, he has a grace period that he can come and bring his account current or bring the money to pay off this, pay off the debt. He can still recoup the house, right? So I think people have this idea that you can go to the courthouse steps and buy a house. And you can. That does still happen. However, even if that does happen, you need cash for the most part. Most places, it's cash. And depending on your state and even county, what it is, some places need, you have 3 days to pay. It's $150,000 that you need for the house. You have 3 days to pay. But you have to give them like $5,000 deposit. Some places you need it that day. So you have to bring cashier checks in increments of like $100,000 or whatever to try to get a $400,000 home, you know. So cash is often involved. If it doesn't sell at auction, and there's different reasons why it wouldn't sell, and some auctions even have a minimum, like the bank's not selling for $50, right? They want a minimum. Then the bank will take it back and it becomes what's called an REO investment. And then the bank is going to sell it. Now, sometimes, depending on the property, the bank can hold on to it. I've seen that. They're like, no, we don't want to sell it yet. We think we're going to get more money if we wait 6 months. So just because the house went up for auction, didn't get there, and it's foreclosed on, doesn't mean it's going to be available. Doesn't mean they would take an offer from you either. You can always make an offer if you can find a way. Some banks have their own websites that you can go to and look at any auctions that they have going on. Not auctions, but any foreclosed stuff. And they may have a process for that. There's Fannie Mae-backed homes where, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of times, sometimes when the bank takes them and they just resell them, and it doesn't matter like whether it was a foreclosure or not, they're just selling this house. So you're paying market value. The thing to beware, especially when you buy it on a courthouse or something like that, is often they're in bad shape. Person's not paying their mortgage. They don't care anymore, right? Or squatters got in there or something. Like, they're in nasty shape usually. So you're going to have to plan. Sure, you can get a deal on the house maybe, but then you got to spend all the money to fix it up, you know? So it's not as cheap as it sounds. It's a real good route for investors. Maybe, and depend on the town, first-time home buyer. The thing is, like right now, it's real, like in Seattle, you're not seeing a lot because unless the person's completely loopy, I don't know, they're off. It's not all working there. You can sell your house and you probably don't owe money on it still, right? If you sold it, you'd probably make money. There's definitely exceptions. It's people who bought at the really highest end of the market and then life collapsed on them. Those are the ones that end up in foreclosure situations. So, and they're also ones that end up in short sale. Now, short sales are, it's not foreclosing, but the person is, they can't keep up with payments, right? Their payment's $3,000 a month and they're bringing in $2,000 and they just can't keep up with it. Now, let's say they owe $300,000 on the house. That's how much is owed, right? But the market dictates that the house is only worth $275,000. So you wouldn't pay more than $275,000 for it. So you go to this house, and so it's a short sale. You're asking the bank to be okay with them selling the house at $25,000 less than they owe. So that's why it's short. It's short of paying off the mortgage. So you put an offer in on one of these homes, get it accepted. Then it has to be accepted by the bank. And they're not quick. Like a short sale can take, it can be a breeze, like, you know, just a normal 30-day close. Or it could be like 2 months, 3 months, 6, 12 months. There's some long, long short sales sometimes. So you have to, you have to be patient. You have to be patient with both these foreclosures and short sales. But short sales require a lot of patience and flexibility. Don't get married to that house. And again, there's not a lot of short sales like around my area. So it depends on how the market's doing there. If it's booming, they don't need to. They can sell it. It's a way to get a discount, I guess, on a home though. Like, I mean, truthfully, yeah, even paying 10% less than you normally would is a huge savings. But they're not, foreclosures and short sales are not good if you are needing to get a house. If you're like, oh, in March, I need to get a house in March. That's it. You got nowhere to go. You don't want to limit yourself like that. It's not going to work because things get delayed. They just get delayed all the time. They're not the most fun to work on. Will I work on them? Yes, of course. I'm not nuts, but it's much easier just to do a regular sale. A lot of headache. But that's what they are. And that sums it up. I think everyone's looking for that auction. You can't go down with your loan from B of A or whatever, your lender, and say you want to buy this house at auction. No, you need cash. And that's where the deals really are. And be prepared that it's crap. That's what most places are like. Not saying yours is. Yours could be great. Especially if you're in a rural area. If you're in a rural area, they don't have as much of a, you know, the situation on why the house is vacant could be a lot different. And they're cheaper to begin with, or a lot. Yeah, the housing prices aren't ridiculous like where I am, Seattle, and down in Bay Area. It's where I refer a lot of people to now. But that's it. It's not a lot to this episode, but it is questions that are asked a lot. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. That is the program today. It's a short but sweet one. I really hope you're enjoying these podcasts. I really hope you are. And if you are, please let me know via the review system on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or send me a message at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And same if you are looking to buy a home in the Pacific Northwest, give me a call. Or I'll hook you up with that agent you want. Or I'll give you the ebook. Oh my gosh, I got everything for you. So take it, please. I'm giving and giving. Happy home buying, folks.